It remains unclear when President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the nation on the energy crisis plaguing the power utility Eskom, which has plunged the country into darkness for more than a decade. However, Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says that there is a plan to address load shedding urgently and that Ramaphosa is both anxious and keen to address the nation as soon as possible with tangible steps to bring power back to the country.
If he makes a commitment to end load shedding, it can't at the moment if they don't have a concrete plan on how to at the moment.
No, there is a plan to bring more megawatts into the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Into the grid, which will alleviate the extent. But as you know, Eskom has announced a maintenance schedule that's going to run up until 2023.
Mm.
Right? That's number one. Number two, some of these power stations are old. They are prone to breakage and maintenance issues. So even when you can increase the availability of megawatts, at some point, the system is so volatile that there's going to be an unplanned outage, which then will result in some form of load shedding. And the best way to do that is while Eskom is improving its capacity from a generation point of view, from a transmission and distribution perspective, you need to add more megawatts into the grid. So the president is saying, give me more megawatts.
Okay.
That we can add into the grid that will alleviate
load shedding, the pressure.
The pressure that leads to unplanned outages that will add more generational capacity to the grid. By the time Eskom completes its maintenance schedule, and you have some reliability from some of the plants, you will have additional megawatts, and so you'll be in a much better position than you're in now.
Okay.
But for that to happen, processes need to be massively accelerated. They cannot be handled in the same way they've been handled. So, for example, the bid windows have to reach close much quicker. Right. So that is the process at the moment, and the work that's been done is how do we get all of these things done much quicker.
Is that when then the rationale of saying that he'd like it to be managed like the pandemic comes in?
That's where the rationale of saying let's have the same sense of urgency and the same sense of coordination
and management
to resolve this year. Because in a way, it's turning into another form of economic and social pandemic.
Absolutely.
When you look at the impact on businesses, the impact on households, the price of food has gone up. People buy food, and that food gets spoiled in their fridges. So, I mean, the impact is devastating.
Okay.
That's something the president is very much alive to.
You know why we ask this is because when he doesn't say anything, it appears as though maybe, I don't know, there's no sense of urgency or agandaba or there's no plan. So that's why I asked the question.
So let me address that. Let me address that in several parts.
Okay.
So the president returns from Germany on
Tuesday.
Left South Africa on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He returned. It was a tight schedule. The German trip was a quick in and out for G7 meetings in any case.
Mm-hmm.
When he lands on this news of Stage 6 load shedding and the labor dispute at Eskom. The illegal strike, as we know it. Immediately, he's then seized with the matter and engaged in a series of marathon meetings, almost daily. A series of meetings with Eskom management, the ministers, and other parties, involved. The team in the presidency also engages even energy experts outside of government. So you have you know, massive amount of work and resources in terms of time and human capital looking at this. So we came back from Germany. The following Wednesday, he goes to East London. On his return, on that very day on his return, he did not go straight home. He went straight into a meeting, into another meeting.
Sure.
You know, so it was not a case of today I'm just attending.
And then I'm resting.
I'll deal with ESCOM the next day. No, he goes straight into another meeting that afternoon. That meeting was scheduled for 5 p.m. We then traveled to Botswana for the SACU
summit
conference.
Yes, the summit. Yeah.
Right? At the end of that summit, the SABC requests
an interview. Yes, on the sidelines.
And on the sidelines, one of the issues they raise is ESCOM.
Mm-hmm.
He provides a very lengthy response to the ESCOM issue, gives background in terms of how we got here, accepts the levels of frustration, and at the same time delivers some form of reassurance to say the matter is being attended. So you may fall to the fact that he spoke to the SABC and no other media house was interested in relaying that message. But you cannot say he was silent. He did address it. And by virtue of the SABC being a public broadcaster, we can safely say he spoke to South Africa.
To the nation.
Right? Now, after that, seized with meetings and ensuring that there is a plan, not just any plan, but a plan that can give some hope. So even if the president says load shedding will not end tomorrow, the nation must have a sense that there is a credible plan that's being worked on. It is sound, and there is a sense of urgency to implement that plan. There is no option that's off the table.
Considering everything,
all options are being considered. And they, as I say, ultimately you'll have to have some kind of plan that culminates from this process that has to be presented to the nation.
I see.
And that will happen much sooner rather than later.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can't say when. You can't commit to when he will address the nation.
I can't commit on a date exactly, but I will say much sooner rather than later. He's actually quite anxious and quite keen that it's much sooner rather than later.
Okay.
I mean, some of the work, for example, is looking at various legal instruments that will enable the acceleration of procurement processes, the acceleration of approval processes. In some cases, there is an evaluation of making it easy to access land where
they want to start.
Yeah, exactly. And it will be easy for them to plug into the grid, right? The one thing that the president does not want is to come up with something that will be immediately
challenged in court.
In court, because it's found not to be in line with the laws and the constitution.
Shouldn't follow,
So there's a lot of work taking place in the legal work stream, for example, to make sure that whatever legal instruments that I use to expedite processes, those legal instruments are the appropriate ones, number one. And number two, they do not fall foul of any existing laws or even the constitution for that matter.
While Magwenya outlines that Ramaphosa's perceived silence is an indication of the work being done to address the widely accepted crisis and holds that there is a plan to address the issue, which includes expediting procurement, he also outlines that no options are off the table and does not hint how additional megawatts will be added to the grid. For Times Live in the News, I am Paige Muller.